Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the week starting Monday, November 6th. Ukraine still lives, and we recognize all the heartbreaking tragedies around the globe. The OSA main unit agreement negotiations are currently at impasse. Members of our bargaining team have held numerous telephone conferences with the Office of Collective Bargaining over the past week, and we're committed to pushing forward. We continue to make every effort to reach an agreement swiftly as we eagerly anticipate the ratification of this contract, the fulfillment of our wage increases, and finally our participation in the telework pilot. Meanwhile, we have some good news to report. Our welfare fund trustees met last week and voted to improve our vision benefits. As of March 1st, our members will be able to choose either Davis Vision, our long-term provider, or General Vision Services, a brand new provider for us. This change addresses any recent disappointment experienced with Davis Vision, as it provides all members an alternate option, and the change expands the range of available services, offering all members a wider selection of services to choose from, which is also a positive development. The New York City Department of Youth and Community Development is currently seeking to fill the position of capacity building specialist, and they have requested that we share this job opportunity with permanent administrative staff analysts and individuals with equivalent titles. If you are interested in the position, you can access the job posting on the union's website in the weekly newsline section. Finally, the OSA holiday party is scheduled for December 14th at Terrace on the Park in Flushing Meadows. All members will be receiving a flyer in the next union mailing. Thank you again for calling, and call again next week.